Today I'm conducting an interview with Mr. E.W. Fling. We discussed World War II and a little bit about where he was born and raised and how the war affected his life. Good afternoon, Mr. Fling.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to ask you a few questions. We'll start off with, what year were you born in? Where were you born at?
I was born in a little town out in North Texas with a slave technician right outside of the
room. Can you tell me, is that where you grew up in Clayton?
No. From there, we moved to Kansas City for about a year.
You stay and grow up there out of Dallas?
Or
did you spend the majority of your life growing up in Kingsville before the war?
Well, we moved to Bishop after we got displaced down there. Everything we moved to Bishop. And I started high school.
What sort of town was Bishop, Texas, like when you were in high school? And the major business that employed those people would be?
Well, at that time,
was there any type of farming or ranching down here at that time? That's what your dad did for a living. What about your mom? Did she work outside of the home?
My mother worked one time.
So y'all were struggling. Was the entire community struggling at this time, or what kind of economy was going on? Everybody needed to work, or was mainly the men in the community work and the women got jobs when they could?
He went back to join the Navy.
fact that he was gone, and we were hoping that he was, things all right with him, but it seemed like a late concern. He did. So you were able to correspond with him the whole time he was there? What about friends in the community? Did you have any friends that had to go in store, or parents, sons and daughters? Or sons, I think, definitely. Anybody want to go?
What does it mean? right front of the front end.
So when you started, or when you were in the military, the war was actually over officially.
It was not officially.
Not officially over, but
it was declared over officially somewhere around December of 1946. I didn't say it was World War II.
But what about the planes that were going to Japan? Why were they still going over there? And
well, we occupied Japan. Mm-hmm. We occupied the building houses,
when rations are served.
You know, if you were in the truck and then the person, so in that way, you're gonna get more down tired than the person who is.
You talked about how when you were overseas and there was another war that you started. When did it start having to make the deal that you feel, close to it at one point? You find yourself following it closely and feeling the guys that you're still in with?
Well, all of them. Yeah, right. Was they, most of them ended up in the Korean War. In my case, I had been in my 3 years. I didn't have to join the war, I didn't. Otherwise, I would have been back in the place of need. learn on my skills.
Learned about the
pie kiss, and they wanted you to go and put me in, and finally,
learned
about the pie kiss. Yeah. I thought I would have been a little bit better German, too. I would have been a little bit better without a problem.